Okay, sounds great. So we have a connection right now. Wow. Okay, should we get started?
Yeah, I think we need to get started as soon as possible before we drop again.
Let's do it. Okay, we're set to go.
You can introduce the podcast, and then I can get rules for the spelling bee.
Okay. Today is Friday, December 12, 2008, and we are recording, actually live, even though we're not, we don't have a big audience. But today is December 12, 2008. We are students in room 35, Mr. Rodriguez students in Los Angeles, California. And we're connecting, today with Mr. Sigler's class out in Carl Junction, Missouri. Mr. Sigler, take it away.
All right, hello from Carl Junction. We are trying to do a virtual spelling bee. This is a spelling bee between my third grade class in Carl Junction, Missouri, and Mr. Rodriguez's class in California, in L.A. This is the first time that we have really connected, the first day that we've really connected together over Skype and virtually, and it is great to get together. Let me go over some of the rules. We have in front of us a list of all the spelling words that we will be using at the classroom. We held a spelling bee beforehand, and we eliminated it down to the five finalists. The spelling bee today will be between my five finalists and Mr. Rodriguez's five finalists. They will be at the front. To get more students involved, we are going to have students asking the words, and then they will be having the finalists spell the words. I will pick the person to ask for my class, and they will ask a spelling word to a finalist in that is spelling in Mr. Rodriguez's class. A person in Mr. Rodriguez's class will be picked in their class, and they will give the spelling word for the spellers in my class. For the rest of the class, those of you who are not either giving a word or are spelling a word, you have the checklist. Check off the words as we go, because we do not want to ask a word more than once. So as we ask them off, check them off on your list. To ask the words, we'll have a person start. We'll start with some of the easier words and work our way up to the harder words. Does that sound okay to everybody?
Yes.
All right. Sounds great. We will have someone in Mr. Rodriguez's class spell the word of the five finalists. It may be easiest if we go in the order. Earlier, Mr. Rodriguez gave us a list of the five finalists in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it may be easiest if we just go in that order. And I'll have to go back, scroll back up through the chat to find the names of those people. So that means in Mr. R's class, first will be Lisbeth.
Okay.
Two will be, is that Jorge?
Yeah.
Three is Jocelyn. Four will be Leslie. Five will be Ruben.
Yes.
In my class, when I call your name, I want you to come to the front, line up in that order. Let me scroll down and see what order I put them in. Okay. Lucas will be first. Ruby will be next. Ashlyn will be third. And then Sierra, fourth. And Mark, fifth. Okay, so I will pick first.
Again.
A-G-A-I-N.
That is correct. Good job. Your hands. Next, we'll have a person from Mr. R's class give a word.
Okay, we're here. Michael's going to give a word up.
Lucas will be spelling in over here.
Yes. How many letters does the word have? Up to how many?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I guess you do need to know how many words.
Yes.
A four-letter word.
Four-letter word. Okay. Four letters.
And who is this? Who is giving the word?
Michael. You go.
Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes.
Did you guys get that?
No, we did not get the word.
Let me repeat the word. The word is want. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay, go ahead. Good.
W-O-N-T.
Great job.
That is correct. Good job. Excellent. All right, so the person that will be spelling next will be Jorge. The person in my class will be Kyle. Would you please pick a
five-letter word? Okay, good. Remember, you should have checked off already again on your list. You should check off don't on your list. Those have been already yes. And the next word is going to be a five-letter word.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Could. The word is could.
C-O-U-L-D. Could.
Okay, could you repeat it, please? We couldn't quite hear it.
C-O-U-L-D. Could.
That is correct. Excellent job.
Okay, next in my class.
Okay, next will be Ruby.
Okay,
Ruby, good. The spell.
Yes, Isaac is going to say the word, a five-letter word. Bring your list, Isaac.
Who is picking the word?
We have in our class,
we have Isaac is saying the word.
Isaac, pick a five-letter word, please.
Enough.
Actually, that's too many letters. Let's go back. Five-letter word, right? 1 second.
The word is first.
Please repeat.
First.
Oh, first.
F-I-R-S-T. First.
That is correct. Excellent job.
Yes.
Cool. Good job.
Good job, Ruby.
Were we able to hear that well? And Ruby did a great job of spelling it and clear.
Yes.
Sam, could you understand it well?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Next, Jeremy is going to come up and pick out a six-letter word for Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, ready?
Before.
Say it again.
Before.
B-E-F-O-R.
Before.
Okay, would you please repeat that again?
B-E-F-O-R, before.
That is correct, John. Excellent, good job.
Before was the word correct, and Jocelyn, she forgot the final E. So Jocelyn, you are eliminated. Please sit down. Sir, you have crossed out before also on your list. Okay, Mr. Singer, you need to get your list ready?
Okay, who's picking the word in Ms. R's class?
Yes, we have Alex. Alex is going to come to pick a six-letter word. Ready, Alex?
The word is anyone.
Anyone. A-N-Y. O-N-E.
That is correct. Good job, Ashley.
Okay, next one.
Okay, next. In my class, the first...
And this is where our Skype call got dropped. And after several attempts, we decided to go to text. And we continued our virtual spelling bee. Mr. Sigler's class did very well, and so did Mr. R's class. And we stopped when it was time for Mr. Sigler's class to go to lunch. And we declared everyone else a 2008 champion, 2008 Virtual Spelling Bee champion. So they got their own badges. Either way, thanks a lot for listening. Hope you enjoyed our Virtual Spelling Bee podcast. This has been Jose Rodriguez, a teacher out in Los Angeles, California, and James Sigler, teacher in Carl Junction, Missouri. And we hope to keep this up and look forward to a spring edition of the Virtual Spelling Bee. See you then in 2009. Bye.